Hey everybody, it's me, Devin Boker. This is 500 Days Happier, day 10, actually, of 500. I'm going to be straight up. I'm really not much in the way of words this morning. Really, honestly, for like the last 3 days, I've gotten not the best sleep, both duration and quality. Physically, I've managed to work out each day and clean and honestly be pretty on top of things. But like, I don't know, I'm just groggy, feel worn out, drained. Not really sure why. I don't know. Nevertheless, here are my four little things that I'm grateful for today. Starting with number 37. A blanket fresh out of the dryer. I know a lot of my gratefulness gets expressed towards like coziness, but come on. Like really, is there anything that's more cozy than a warm, fresh smelling blanket that's just right out of the dryer? Number 38, Zoom. Not the show, the web conferencing thing. A lot of people have used Zoom for work and family connection throughout 2020, and obviously even still, because it's not like the world has changed just because it's a new year. Most of my Zoom use during 2020 was around interviewing scientists for my podcast, The Wildlife. I talked to like 50 or so throughout 2020 from all different backgrounds all around the world, and I learned so much from each of them. I'm just really grateful for technology like that, for making that connection possible. Number 39, yesterday was my last day of winter break, so I am back at work today. I've been antsy to get back to work, honestly, for the last few days, but I'm just really grateful that I have this every year. You know, I have nearly 2 weeks that I can spend time with family, focus on my health in all forms. Spend time reflecting and just overall hitting the reset button. It's usually much needed by that point. And, yeah. Number 40, the morning news. I know it sounds silly. I imagine a lot of people do this too, but such a central part of my morning and my routine is, you know, watching local news, drinking coffee, eating breakfast. And it's funny because like 90%, I already know what's going on because I've probably already read it, or I've seen it on Twitter, or I heard it on NPR or whatever. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the locality, the positivity, the familiarity, the fact that honestly, compared to most things, it's largely positive. It's just the way that I like to start my day. I love it. In other news, I did my anxiety monitoring checkup this morning, and I'm very nearly moderate. I'm like one below moderate, so I'm technically in the mild zone, which is nice because I have been since November. Before that, it was severe. Basically, I'm hoping that it just keeps trending downward because of this whole 500-day happier thing. And if you've ever done any of these before, you know that the questions are all framed around like over the last week or 2 weeks. And frankly, my list of stressors has shifted enough over this past week as compared to the week before that, well, fingers crossed. So in terms of those five ways to live a regret-free life, I have been trying to make my way through that list to, you know, establish an intent for the day, and one that I've attempted numerous times and have yet to do is stay in touch with friends. So today I'm yet again going to work towards that. I tell you, having severe social anxiety and like issues with like object permanence and all that, it just makes this difficult, but I can do it. Really shouldn't be this hard. And the longer it takes me to just check in with a friend, like it makes me feel more and more ridiculous. And then it's like, because it's taken longer, I then feel even more ridiculous and more anxious about the fact that I haven't done it yet. And then I'm like, well, gosh, you know, I started to text them or I sent them one message and now I've waited 3 days to send anything else and they're going to think it's weird. And, you know, it's in your head kind of stuff, but what do you do? So that's my plan for today. I'm going to reach out to a friend casually. It's pretty sad that I have to actively attempt to do that, but well, yep, that's me. All right. Back tomorrow for more. Take care today. Be happy. Be present. That's all.